Okay, before we jump into another episode of RHO D&D, we wanted to take a quick moment to shout out our amazing patrons over at patreon.com/housewivesofd&D. We're an entirely independently run show, and we quite literally couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for joining our Patreon and helping us continue to make new episodes of RHO D&D. If you haven't checked it out yet, head on over to patreon.com/housewivesofd&D for access to our player character sheets, DM notes and confessionals, video versions of our episodes, our full-length behind-the-scenes podcast released every other Monday on our off weeks, live events, merch drops, the chance to name an NPC, and so much more. Patreon.com/housewivesofd&D.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
RHO D&D is a sexy, terrifying, savage podcast for mature audiences. Content warnings can be found in the episode notes, along with links to all of our maps, transcripts, and ancillary content.
Last week on RHO D&D, you all continued your journey through the mountain cave, where Anya found a portable CD player and inadvertently suffocated a hamstrabbit. But it turned out the hamstrabbit's biggest predator was Kiki, who devoured three of the little hybrids, further traumatizing Bryn in the process. Dr. C continued to passive-aggressively bait Dr. Anya, and also continued to question the nature of her new reality, but chose not to mention her suspicions to her supposed BFF Cass. Meanwhile, self-proclaimed leading lady Cass put her new cloak and boots to good use in sneaking past the owlbears, but was disappointed when no one gave her the attention she felt she deserved. Sasha selflessly helped everyone else to escape the mountain cave first, and read a few depressing and slightly culty journal entries written by a young girl named Brina, who talked about some new gods called the Visitors. Who is Brina, and who are these visitors she wrote about? Will Anya forever regret not grabbing one of those owlbear eggs? And where did Sasha's mage hand learn those hilarious moves? Find out this week on RHO D&D.
Yes.
You stand at the edge of the mountain valley, next to the empty minecart, still taking in those vast fields of wheat and the village in the center. The glorious sunlight around you starts to fade.
Right. So, I'm going to go ahead and suggest that I think we should head towards the town. Hey, we could use this cart if we wanted to, so we wouldn't have to walk the entire way, because, Kiki, I love you, but I'm not going to carry you again, darling.
Yeah, how many people can fit in the cart?
Yeah, so it looks like if four of you got in the cart and the fifth, like, pushed it first and got a little bit of a start, that it would maybe make it over to the village.
All right, Cass is going to get in the cart.
So is Anya. She needs a rest. A short rest, if you will.
I'm going to pull Christina with me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Christina's absolutely... She sees Cass pop in. She's like, oh,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Here
yes.
we go. Looks like it's on you, Sosh Spice. Kiki and I are getting in that cart.
All right, I suppose I'll just push the cart. Anyway, you know, that probably makes more sense. I have a map somewhere on me, don't I?
This is in the middle of of, it's just a valley, mountains on four sides, and in the middle of it is this perimeter of a village.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Got it. Yeah,
very good. Well, I think that we should head that away.
Yes.
If I were to guess.
Great. You're so strong, Sasha. Thank you so much for pushing.
Thanks
us.
For pushing us there's, this whole way.
There's only one way to get down because there's no other. Like, you guys would have to pass through this village to go forward.
Great. I suppose I'll just give them a fucking push then.
Fantastic.
Can I have a strength check, please?
Yeah. All right. There you go.
You know, Sasha, if you want to give us any of your bags or anything to hold for you.
We'll just hold those for you.
I'll absolutely hold them. I will not go through them.
Everyone's already holding quite a bit of things that were once mine. It's not good. It's a two.
Yeah, no, you give it a good old push, but it doesn't really go. It doesn't go anywhere.
What if you like ran and jumped really fast on it and then maybe we could like collectively go like this and then like just
yeah,
give
we'll
it
all
like
lean
a
forward. We'll go back and then forward.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Very good.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
You did it!
It's enough.
Yeah, so the minecart is successful in going down. Do you want to do an athletics check, Sasha, to see if you can run into and jump into the cart in time?
Yes, please do that, Sasha.
Bullshit.
Oh, 15.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so you're there, and as it's about to go down the hill, you jump in.
Oh, yay, Sasha, you made it.
I make a bit of a noise like this.
And you guys go down the mountain.
Wonderful. So, yeah, you go hurtling down the hill in that little minecart. And it's a little bumpy, but you gather some speed, and it's actually really refreshing and kind of fun. And as the minecart approaches the village starts to grow larger, but never quite as large as you expect.
Oh.
The buildings are about three quarters the size of buildings that you're used to.
Oh.
And you can start to see figures walking around, but they too seem slightly smaller than expected.
Hobbits.
And as you get closer, one of the figures notices you. It's a small humanoid creature, a bit dirty, but not unpleasantly so. And it's about 3 feet tall. And it's standing by the fence, watching you as your minecart approaches the village. The minecart stops right at a gap in the fence, and the creature approaches you, gazing up at you with a friendly, open face.
Why are there so many little people in this place?
Wow.
Whoa, we really need to talk about this.
Not that I have a problem with little people.
Nice.
Whoa, Kiki.
Six save.
Are you guys all... You're not from around here. We don't get visitors very often. My name is Feldry. Welcome. I'm a miner. That's my mining card.
Ooh, Feldry, do you have like a parent or guardian we can talk to? I feel like it's problematic if we just deal with a miner.
No, different kind of miner. Miner. No, different Cassandra. No, like this kind. The pick, that kind. Not.
All right, well, your funeral.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Can I help you guys get somewhere? Or?
Well, actually, we're looking for another friend of ours. We were wondering if you've seen anyone that looks a bit like us.
Like a regular person.
Oh my God, Kiki.
Kiki, not cool, not cool.
He's just a child, he'll grow.
He's not a child. Different kind of minor.
Anyway, we were just wondering if you've seen any woman that looks a bit like us that has maybe come through the town.
We think she might be with something called the Cutters.
Cutters. Well, I don't know anything like that. I'm, I'm a miner. I work in the mines, so I've been in there most of the time. But, you know, if you go to the distillery...
Why do you sound like a surfer?
Kiki, you don't know what their native tongue is. You can't just assume things like surfing.
All right, Cass is very tired. She's had a long day. She's, like, died twice, I think, yesterday. So, real hungry, real tired, not a lot of patience for this surfer child's nonsense.
I don't mean to be rude. May I ask, are you a halfling? Or of elf descent, or what you consider?
Ma'am.
And he points to the sign behind him, and it says Gnome Valley.
I am a gnome.
It does. It does say Gnome Valley.
A proud gnome through and through.
I'm not staying here.
Ring ring, Kiki. Ring ring.
I'm not staying here.
What is problem? Don't you want to rest your head and feet?
No, not here, where everything's small.
But Kiki, you know you are like, on average, very small woman, right?
Yeah, but I'm too big for these buildings and I don't like being around all these small people.
I know, but I love you. Maybe we push multiple beds together and rest like that.
I don't like that.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so Phalange, what's your name?
My name is definitely Feldry.
Feldry.
Yes. Feldry. Gorgeous name.
Yeah, at the end of the day for me, I go to the distillery, of course.
I could use a drink. Finally.
Yeah.
Mr. Feldry, will you show us to the distillery?
Yes, yeah. That sounds gorgeous. Thank you, darling.
You've all been...
Thank you for switching my voice.
You've all been really...
It's all right. None of our accents have been consistent through this entire
Sasha,
thing.
Sasha, I don't know what you're talking about. Mine is flawless.
Feldry leads you. You climb out of the minecart and Feldry leads you through the village. You pass by a row of buildings that are bustling with activity. To your left as you walk is a town square, and in its center is the largest and fanciest of the buildings you've seen in the village so far.
There we go.
In one corner of the square is a mountain goat happily chewing a carrot. In another corner is a spooky-looking well, its bucket swinging gently back and forth, even though there is no breeze.
Wasn't there a spooky-looking well in the last
time? We did not investigate. We need to investigate.
We didn't examine it. Damn it.
The gnome leads you past all of this to a long shed with an uneven thatched roof and a large stone chimney. The strong smell of malted grain almost overwhelms you as you draw closer. A smattering of round wooden tables is gathered around the building, and other gnomes are sitting in groups, laughing and chatting and drinking out of clay mugs. As you approach, they all stop talking and look at you. But again, it's a friendly sort of look.
I think they recognize us from one of our seasons. They must be fans.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hello.
For a moment back there, I felt that we had passed a table with gonads on it, but I think it was just a very spooky well. Did anyone else notice that walking in?
I am quite parched. Maybe we should get some water from the spooky well. Does anyone else want to investigate?
I would love to investigate that well with you and also hear more about the fancy house.
I'd like to investigate the well because I'm thinking about throwing myself into it.
Great. That's fair.
Okay, so yeah, you guys go up to the town square and who would like to investigate it?
Go on, Cassandra. Invest the well. It was your idea.
No, it was Christina's idea. She can go first.
Go on, Christina.
Oh, Christina full on is like, something is calling me here, so I'm going to go investigate. That's terrible. 9.
Okay, so you approach the well, and you see that it is made out of crumbling old stone, and it's topped with a triangular roof with missing shingles. And as you approach, the bucket begins to swing faster and faster and faster, and then it suddenly stops. And from within the well, a voice calls out,
Christina.
Do we hear this too, or just Christina?
Just Christina.
Ugh, typical.
And Christina starts to tear up because it sounds like Coco, her daughter. And so she steps closer.
And as you step closer, the well calls out to you again and says,
it will help you if you help it.
And Christina says, Coco, are you in there? Can you hear me? She turns to Cass. Cass, I think Coco's inside the well.
What?
Wait.
Cass remembers how on season 7, they kind of did that thing that they do on Survivor where they like bring in random family members as like a surprise just to like try and evoke emotion from everybody. So she's like, okay, Coco's in the well, everybody. So she's going to go investigate the well.
Okay. Yeah. Roll an investigation check.
19.
Ooh.
So yeah, the well calls out,
Cassandra.
Hi.
It will help you if you help it.
Who are you? Who is this?
I am the haunted well.
Oh, great. Is this like a riddle or?
It wants a living friend to live inside of it.
And what do we get if we give it a living friend? What's in it for us?
It will help you if you help it.
Let's throw Bryn down the well.
I don't hate that plan.
Ring, ring, Anya? Yeah, hello? Hi, I was just thinking, I have so much extra beef jerky. Do you want to leave Bryn with me in case he's hungry? Kiki, you have eaten three of his beloved pets. I cannot have you eating him now. I love you so much.
It's meat. I'm not going to eat him, I swear. I promise.
This is very suspicious behavior, and I will not have it. He is on my breast. He remain on my breast. Bye-bye.
Ew. He's way too old to be breastfeeding.
Meanwhile, Sasha is just watching all of her friends disassociate and stare into nothingness, while Cassandra stands by the well.
I would like to investigate the well.
Yes, please investigate.
I got a 14.
And you hear the well call out to you.
Anya.
Yes?
It will help you if you help it.
How does it want help?
It wants a living friend to live inside of it.
Pass for me.
Where are those extra hamster rabbits? Whatever happened to the additional...
I was just telling Kiki with my brain that these are Bryn's beloved pets and we will not be tossing any of them into Spooky Well.
Mm. And how strong am I compared to you?
Ooh. Not very.
You guys could do a strength contest.
Do it!
Yeah, I'd like to wrestle a hamster rabbit out of Anya's arms and throw it in the well.
Yeah, you both roll a d20 and add your strength modifier, and whoever has the highest wins.
Oh, no. Is that good?
Well, I rolled a 20, but I deduct 2, so I have 18.
Oh. It's cool, because I rolled a 16, but I deduct 1, so I have 15. God damn it.
It's a pretty fair fight, but you rip the hamster rabbit right out of her arms.
You're going to toss it in the well?
Yeah, toss it in the well.
Okay, so you toss that hamster rabbit.
That's food.
Cass, this is deeply troubling.
I'm very tired and very hungry.
I know, we should have used Bryn.
Kiki.
The hamster rabbit makes like a really beautiful arc through the air and drops right down the well. It kind of makes a little squeaking sound as it's flying and its little legs are going. And it squeaks, squeaks, squeaks. And then all of a sudden it stops squeaking. And you hear like a thud and a plop. And then you hear,
oh no. It died in it.
Cass, I think this well is just a murderous spook time. I am very upset with you. I'm going to the distillery to get a drink.
Dr. Christina yells down at the well, Coco, this is really embarrassing. You get out of that well right now.
The bucket starts to swing a little bit.
Oh, don't like that.
Is it exactly like in Silence of the Lambs?
Do we have any lotion?
Oh, do you think we should have put the hamster in the bucket? How many more hamsters are there?
I left. I went to the distillery.
Wait, Anya, I have to come too. Wait for me.
Dr. Christina is still at the well. You come out, Miss Coco. How did you get in there? Have you been here this whole time?
Ring, ring, Christina.
Ring, ring, Cass. I'm dealing with some... I didn't know Coco was here.
Yeah, here's the thing. So, like, usually I feel like when they did this on season 7, they, like, actually had everybody back in holding and they were just using walkie-talkies. So I just don't want you to, like, exhaust yourself because it's getting kind of dark.
You don't think I should climb into the well?
I don't think you should climb into the well. I mean, you do you, girl. Like if you want to climb into the well, live your truth.
I mean, what if it was Clarissa down there bow-wowing? You know, Clarissa and Coco are basically the same size.
I hear that. I mean, do you want me to, like, lower you down in the bucket?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay, great. I'll be right there.
Can the bucket hold me?
No.
Shot is fired.
I mean, you could probably be lowered by the rope itself if you were like...
Okay, Cass, it looks like you've been working out.
Yeah, I mean, I have 50 feet of silk rope in my bag.
Okay.
Let's tie the rope around your waist.
Great.
And then is there something around here we can tie it to? Can I just look around and see what's...
Cass, I had to admit something to you. This whole place has been feeling kind of spooky to me. Like, maybe we're not on a reality show. Have you thought about that?
Oh, you mean this is like a scripted show?
Kind of, yeah, like we're in Game of Thrones or something.
It will help you.
Coco, are you still okay?
Yeah, she seems to still be down there.
I don't think it's Coco down there.
Wow, didn't know you were still here.
Oh, is Kiki with us?
Kiki, can you get the back end of that rope? Just hold the rope while I go spelunking down to get my child, okay?
Yeah, Kiki, can you help us lower Christina into this well?
Sure.
Great.
And Dr. Christina lops over the side and...
So your whole strength is the number 8. So yeah, if you roll over an 8, Cass, then you could hold Dr. Christina.
Well, and then we also have Kiki.
Is Kiki helping?
Yeah, sure.
I got a 10.
Yay.
Lovely. So I'm just holding her on the rope. Just dangling her in the well. What do you see down there?
It's very, very dark.
As Dr. C lowers down, you can see the jagged rocks that line the interior side of the well. And you can see the spot of blood where the hamster rabbit met its death.
And now it's all messy here. You're going to have to clean this up, Coco. These are called consequences of your actions.
Sam, I don't think Coco's down there.
This is what I said. I think it's just a walkie-talkie. Like, I think that she's probably back at base camp. But, like, sometimes you need to go to the bottom of a well to know that your daughter's not at the bottom of a well.
Dr. C gets closer to the bottom. Her torch is illuminating the sides of the well, other bones and bits of other animals that may have been hurled into the well at various times. But there's no Coco.
God.
But then down at the very bottom, there is an empty ledge that's just the perfect size for you to sit on.
Oh, girl, get out of there. I'm so scared.
Ring, ring, Cass.
Ring, ring, Christina.
I so like Coco. She's not down here. There's a tiny ledge for me to sit on. I'm going to sit on it and see if I can see her further below. You still got me, though, right?
Yeah, we still got you. I mean, how are you feeling about the fact that it's getting pretty dark? I don't want to, like, interrupt the trajectory you're
on. I have a torch. Look, this is about saving my child, okay? Yeah. So I'm just... And I agree. It could all just be a production thing. Now that you've said it, it could absolutely just be a walkie and she could be at base camp. But, like, what if this is part of a bigger story arc? And if I don't play this out, I won't get featured more this season.
No, you're right. I hear that.
This is why I don't like gnomes.
Oh, I don't know if you heard that, but this is why Kiki doesn't like gnomes.
I didn't, but thank you for letting me know. That sure. Seems consistent. Cool.
And then she hangs up, and then Dr. Christine goes, Coco?
There's nothing, no response, but do you sit on the ledge? Or?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely sit on that ledge.
And as you sit on the ledge, the water around you starts to bubble in a happy way. And then you hear, will you be its living friend?
Ring, ring, Cass.
Ring, ring, Christina.
Girl, this is a hot spring.
It's a hot spring?
It's a hot spring. This is like one of those things where you just like, they lure you somewhere and ends up being like on a bachelor, bachelorette date. Like, oh my God, reveal, it's a date.
How big is it? Like, is it enough for like more people to come down there or what's the deal?
I don't know.
How big is the ledge?
It's just big enough for you.
Girl, I think it's like a one person soaking experience.
Ooh, well, do you want us to just like leave you to like have at it? Because if it's a one person thing, I want you to get that.
I don't want to be, you know, my upper body strength isn't what it used to be after I had kids. So
true.
Just hang out for one sec.
It really takes your biceps out.
Yeah, it really, really does. It's a lot of pushing with your biceps.
No, I know. You told me that, and you're a doctor, so I believe you.
And absolutely, I know. Okay, so I'm just going to see what production wants, and then, like, I'll give, like, three tugs, and you can pull me up.
Okay, you could also just call me back, but either way works.
Okay, yeah. Right, cool.
Okay, bye.
Dr. Christina goes, okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. Coco hot tub spirit well thing.
So the water starts to bubble happily again, and up at the surface... A little piece of something flies out at Cass. And Cass, can you give me a dexterity saving throw?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
It is a 9.
Okay, so this little thing, whatever it is, it just like hits you really hard in the chest and then drops to the ground.
Jesus.
Can I investigate what the fuck just hit me in the chest? Do I need to roll an investigation?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. You can probably just pick it up.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an 18, yeah. So great.
You pick it up with style.
Nice. What a flourish.
So it is a flat metal piece shaped like a bucket. And it says on one side, I met the haunted well. And on the other side, it says Gnome Valley.
Ring, ring, Christina.
What the fuck?
Ring, ring, Cass.
Yeah, so I just wanted to confirm that this is definitely a TV show. I just got hit with a souvenir.
Oh my God, that's so cool. I'm almost done here, so.
Okay, bye.
Cass is also going to put the souvenir in her bag.
Okay. Yeah, you enjoy your Monopoly money.
Dr. Christina then pulls on the rope 3 times to come up.
Oh, that means she wants us to bring her up. So heave ho, keeks.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, one more strength check just to see.
Oh, it's a 4 for me.
Oh, it's a 21 for me.
Oh. Thank fucking God.
Yeah. So Cass, like, maybe you trip forward and totally plant on the ground, but it's fine because Kiki's got it.
And as Dr. C is lifted out of the well, the water begins to splash a little bit and says,
where are you going?
And Dr. C is like,
Coco, you heard us. We got the souvenir. We did, like, whatever this survivor thing is. I'm going upstairs. I'll see you at base camp.
It wanted a living friend to live inside of it.
Yeah, totally. It's fine. That sounds good.
You have betrayed it.
What? I said you could have the living thing.
You were its friend. You have betrayed it. It will not forget.
Oh, shit.
Dr. C is like, okay.
And she's like slowly being hoisted like up the well.
It's like a network of haunted wells that are mad at you now, Dr. C. You're fucked. Cool. Do you know how cutthroat it is in LA to be a dermatologist? I've survived worse.
Okay, so is she out? Did we get her? Is she out of the well?
She's out of the well.
Dr. C's like, well, that was weird. They got really threatening at the end, so I think we deserve a drink. But honestly, I feel very refreshed.
Yeah, let's go to that distillery.
Yeah. Kiki, come on.
Yeah, so you guys make your way over. Kiki, you as well, I'm assuming.
I guess.
It's been a really long day.
Kiki, I'm so sorry. I didn't ask. Did you want to be lowered down into the well so that you could enjoy the hot spring?
No.
Okay.
I don't like it here.
So you guys are walking over to the distillery, Kiki very begrudgingly, and this is it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like Anya and Sasha are planted out front at one of the tables.
Oh, thank goodness. Hello, girls. Very good that you're here. I realized I don't have any money on me. So, Kiki, would you mind picking up our tap?
Mm-mm.
Kiki, I got you carrot wine.
Mm-mm.
Look, it's yummy. Nom, nom, nom. Mm-mm. Nom, nom, Kiki. Mm-mm. Nom, nom.
Kiki, I asked how they prepare it, and they don't use their feet at all.
Ew.
I said they don't use their feet.
All right. Well, Kiki, if you don't want to part with any of your gold, why don't you use some of my diamonds then?
Actually, Kiki left the diamond earrings on Brock the horse.
Fantastic. All right. Well, does anyone have any other... At this moment, Sasha turns to Cassandra and notices something on her... hand that looks very familiar. Cassandra!
Mm-hmm.
What a gorgeous ring you have.
Thank you.
Where did that come from?
A secret admirer.
A secret admirer. You know, it looks an awful lot like my wedding ring.
Oh, I'm sure it does, yeah.
Ring, ring, Anya! Hello? Did you notice that Cassandra has been wearing my ring this entire time?
Oh, I tried not to look at her. She did just murder my pseudoson's pet, so...
Oh, all right. Well, I need for you to just get past that and look at her stupid hand for just one moment.
Oh, yes, that is your wedding ring.
I know it is. How long has she had it?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Hey, Cass, why are you wearing Sasha's wedding ring?
Oh, I'm not. It's a different ring that was given to me by my secret admirer.
Is there engraving? I believe on Sasha's ring there is engraving. Can you take it off and show to us?
No, thank you.
I have a question. Where is Brock?
We let him free.
Back at the start of the caves.
Right.
Beautiful horse.
But there was a necklace too, right? A diamond necklace that was part of the set.
There was a necklace.
So you probably still have the necklace.
But I miss Brock.
Oh.
I know. I'm very sorry, yeah. Darling.
Kiki, you wanted to eat him.
I would never eat a white horse.
That feels racist.
Racist.
Can't wait to get into this at the reunion.
Well, at this moment, Sasha would like to take a look at the other patrons around this distillery and see if she notices anything out of the ordinary aside from Cassandra's accessories.
Yeah, you look up and you see a bunch of gnomes scattered around this distillery, and they're all staring straight at you guys.
Hello. Hi. How are you? Very good.
You see one just kind of like raise its hand. They're obviously shocked that you guys are here.
Cass is going to just obviously wave with her ring hand. Oh, hi. Hello. Hello. Hi.
Can Dr. Christina go inside the distillery to order another beer?
You can order a beer right at this open window.
Oh, how fancy. Yeah. I didn't know if that was a sex symbol or a person. Great.
Will you get me one too, please?
Can I please get a carrot wine and another pint of ale, please?
And the little gnome behind the counter kind of like looks down and up at you, and he's clearly very nervous.
And he says, Oh, yes, would you also, we have some specials on the list today if you'd like to try anything. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've just never served anyone like you before. We don't get a lot of visitors.
And Dr. Christina is super flattered because obviously they recognize us from the show. Yes, you know, I do love a good special.
Well, we have wheat whiskey served hot or cold. We have the carrot wine, which you've been enjoying, of course. We also have onion wine. And we have hot spring tonic, which is gin with water from the hot spring with an onion garnish.
Oh, wow. I will have one of each. And also, do you know of a good place for people to sleep at night who are traveling through?
Oh, well, we don't have anywhere to stay. We don't have an inn. There's never any visitors here. And
he gets very nervous.
Guess we're going to have to keep going.
But sometimes, you know, some of our gnomes are they have extra beds. And if you wanted to, you could stay with someone in our village. We're all very, very friendly. And probably the Lucky Sparks have the biggest room for you to stay in.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. What was your name again?
Oh, I'm Rennie.
Rennie. And then Dr. Christina, like, looks for a pen to sign, like, a napkin, like, the bar and the napkin, and then doesn't find one, and is like, and then, like, walks back awkwardly. And she turns to the ladies and goes, so good news. They have specialty cocktails here, and I think they made them just for us. So I ordered us a round. And also they said that there's no inn, but we can go and, like, find an Airbnb thing, which, you know, obviously not first choice, but I am super tired and very relaxed after that hot spring, and I just know I would love to just stay in town and just sleep, Kiki.
I am not sleeping with a gnome.
No one told
no
you
one has
to.
Asked you to make sweet love to gnome.
Just because just you slept with a troll in the last town doesn't mean you need to sleep with a gnome in this town.
You not on purpose!
Again, problematic.
That's like a consent talk that we need to have.
Yes, let us say that for tomorrow, though. It's been a big day.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, but I died and then it came back to life, so... Ooh, does that count as resting? This is a Riley question.
No.
No, okay. Great.
That's just an eternal rest, I think.
Can I walk over to the barkeep?
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Rennie, was it?
He nods and he blushes and he's like, oh, very awed by you.
Oh, Rennie, sweet darling. Do you know anyone by the name of Brina?
Yes, of course. Everyone knows Brina.
Everyone knows Brina. That's wonderful. Oh, big fan. Big fan of Brina myself. Where would we find Brina?
Oh, well, Brina Lucky Spark. She's the one I told your friend about. She lives in the biggest Lucky house Sparks. That has the most room.
Oh, isn't fuck. You guys.
Can we all hear this or no?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the table's really close.
Shall I just go knock on the door or how does this work?
Well, she lives in the other corner of the town. So if you follow the wall and you find the carrot patch, that's where the Lucky Sparks live. That's where Brina lives with her father and her siblings.
Ring, ring, Christina.
Ring, ring, Cass.
Hey, I'm thinking maybe we should try and get to this carrot patch ahead of Sasha because it sounds like that's where the lady in the fancy house is.
Sure, I mean, I wouldn't mind just, like, laying down. I'm really tired, and this ale is very strong.
Yeah.
Can I get a constitution check for everyone who's been drinking alcohol?
Yep. Right. 12.
18.
15.
4. Yeah, let's get a carrot patch. I want to sleep in the fancy house.
It'll be so fun.
Ring, ring, Anya. Hello? How did Cassandra get so drunk so fast?
You know, I never thought she could hold her alcohol. When she drinks wine, she gets red face and sweaty and then just starts rage and regretting, rage and regretting.
Cass is going to just go looking for the carrot patch.
No, Anya, don't look now. I don't want Cassandra to be the first one to get there because we don't want to make that kind of impression. Can you do something to maybe hold her back?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Christina is on the other side of Cass now holding her up and is like, okay, let's go.
Cass, wait, will you hold on 1 second?
No, we're just gonna, you guys, we're
come on,
already
you guys.
Going.
We're gonna, it's gonna be a slumber party.
Oh, we have to pay the tab. We are going to need your help.
Kiki's got it.
Cass just starts running.
Okay, Sasha, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. Sasha quickly runs behind. She's never been one to dine and ditch, but this might be a first.
Kiki, can you pay ready with sex or with gold? Whatever you want.
Bye. I am not giving these carrot-loving freaks anything.
How loudly does Kiki say that? Does everyone anyone here to say that?
Yeah, they're already staring at you.
Yeah.
But, they look quite offended as well. And you guys make your way over to the carrot patch.
Who gets there first?
Cass does.
Yeah. You drunken fool.
But Dr. C is close behind.
Never try to outrace a drunk person. You will lose every single time.
That's true.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you see a quaint carrot patch organized in perfect rows, and the leafy tops of the plants seem somehow larger than those of carrots back home, the colors more vibrant. In one corner, you see a wooden cradle, and at the edge of the carrot patch, you see a large yet squat round building made of rocks and clay with a brightly painted front door, and a wind chime hangs in the open window closest to the door. And in the center of the thatched roof is a cheerfully smoking chimney.
Great. Yeah, I'm just going to go into that hut.
Okay, and the door opens.
As you step in, you have to duck to get through the low door, and the ceilings are low enough that you have to maintain a kind of quarter squat while you look around. This is clearly the main living area of the house. It's filled with comfy-looking furniture, piled with what seem to be hand-knitted blankets. The walls are filled with shelves of gadgets and wooden toys, and despite the clutter and small size, it feels super cozy in here, and in the center of the room, a pot cooks over an open fireplace, and a delicious aroma wafts from whatever is cooking within it. The small gnome boy stirring the pot stares up at you in wonder.
Excuse me, tiny boy. Yeah, is that Brina? I'm looking for a Brina. Are you Brina?
He shakes his head and then just squeaks out,
Brina!
At this time, Sasha looks from afar at how small the doorway is, and she would like to cast a disguise self spell to make herself short so she can fit in comfortably.
Cool. Okay.
So, just to be clear, Sasha has just entered the house and is tiny.
Correct.
Christina!
Oh my god, Cass! Oh my god, Cass! Do you see that?
Oh, I noticed it, Sasha.
Oh my god, you remind me of a Polly Pocket.
Wait, Anya, put her in your
pocket.
Thing. Get rid of Bryn. Just put Sasha
oh my
in
god,
there.
Yes! No, I am right. Not getting rid of Special Boy.
No one is putting me in a Bjorn. Now, ladies, excuse me, small, tiny baby boy.
I'm not going in there.
Ladies.
I'm not going in that house.
I think that we all need to try a bit harder to blend in.
I'm so sorry. I just can't take you seriously. You're so small.
Look what they did to Sarspice.
Kiki, she did that to herself. My God.
Why?
Oh my God, I bet you could fit into children's clothes.
Cassandra, did you speak to the tiny baby boy?
Are you referring to yourself or...
As they continue arguing, Brina Lucky Spark, a 16-year-old gnome, has been watching them from the hatch in the floor with wide eyes and an unusually large tuft of hair, which is the first thing that they notice because it's unavoidable.
Oh, the hair! Oh, God!
What's over there in that hatch? Is it a Pomeranian?
Why don't you go over and find out, baby Sasha?
Sasha goes over and lifts the hatch up to see the top of Brina's head and wild tuft of hair atop.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's alive. Kiki reaches for her bow.
No. Kiki, wait. Kiki, hold on. We are in this creature's home.
Hello?
Okay, this would be a good time for everybody to introduce their characters, starting with Nicole.
So Anya is, I believe, still wearing her armor of cold resistance. She's wearing a shit ton of armor. She has two hand axes at her side. She has long, 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 stick straight red hair and gigantic, creepy ass eyes. She is extremely intense and staring at you in utter disbelief.
Dr. C is in her 40s. She is wearing now what was a long white jumpsuit with a cape, and it's now getting more and more dirty and turning more black. She has also wrapped herself in a crochet blanket and is very inebriated.
Kosha?
Hi, Kiki would rather not disclose her real name in this environment. She's feeling very uncomfortable and threatened. So she's just going to stand back as long as everyone makes her stay here.
Cass is 49 and fabulous. She's currently wearing a long purple cloak, I believe, and matching purple boots. She is pretty drunk. She's got long, flowing palomino extensions, and she has a matching baby Bjorn in which there is a small wolf puppy named Clarissa.
Oh, yes. Of course, I forgot to say that in addition to my armor, attached to my chest is another Bjorn-style contraption with Bryn in it.
Ew.
You forgot about your special boy?
He's so special to me, I don't think of him on the front of my mind. He's a part of who I am.
And of course, before you stands, at a newly 4'5", gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous Sasha Sinclair. She is 55, but looks fantastic. Has she had work done? Probably. She clearly cares very much about her appearance. And also, she has fashioned herself a brooch that seems to have some sort of beetle creature in it because it was shiny and lovely. And she is clearly doing the very best she can in this situation. You are in awe of her beauty.
She hopes, anyway, that you'll be in awe of her beauty.
Brina is in awe of mostly the wolf pup, but also Sasha's beauty.
Told you. See?
Who aren't you?
Hi, Brina. My name is Cassandra Kasternak. This is my friend, Dr. Christina Yang. You might recognize her from Grey's Anatomy. We are looking for an Airbnb, and I just noticed your houses are so beautiful.
So beautiful. Also, I don't want to be weird, but I think one of our friends read your diary.
Oh, yeah. Don't trust her.
She's coming up the way, so I don't know if I'd let her.
She's, like, pretty creepy. You shouldn't really let her stay, I don't think.
She has a weird accent.
She's the one with, like, the white hair, and she's that,
she read your diary.
I'm standing right. What are you talking about? I'm coming to you.
Sasha pulls the journal from her backpack and hands it towards Brina. Brina,
you know, I found this. Doesn't matter where I found
it. She read the whole thing. She read the whole thing.
Front to
back. Out loud.
Out loud.
Yeah.
Clarify. I only had to read a few things so that I could make sure.
No, she read the whole thing. I remember at the end, she was like, that's it. I've read all of it. I've now read all the pages. She read
and
the
then
whole
she
thing.
Like tore pages out.
Yeah, she tore a page out of it,
shut
I think.
Up, Cassandra.
Dr. C, I think that maybe you tore the page out. And also, Brina, she only read as much so she could identify you so we could bring it back home to rightful owner.
Oh, that's very sweet, actually. I really do appreciate that. I left something else in there. Did you find anything else when you were in there?
Sasha turns to Anya.
I think she's talking about the music box.
Oh, yes, yes. Who took it? I think
no one. Dr. I remember taking it.
Dr. C? No. Dr. C, do you want to get it out of your bag and return it to rightful owner?
I don't think anybody has anything else.
I don't remember
this
it.
Haunting music where everybody has big experience except for me. All I hear is a sick box.
Wait, one of you is a doctor? We have a lot of healing properties and powers here.
Great, another doctor. Wow, where did you go to school? Mm? Did you also do your residency at Stanford? Interesting.
Yes, yes, she did. Can't you tell? Tiny gnome went to Stanford.
Okay, Dr.
Anya. Oh, tiny gnome, mist. Calm down, Anya.
Apologies.
Brina, maybe if I could just get a soup to go, and then if I could maybe stay in the fancy house, because the guy at the bar said that you had the fancy house.
Across town? You
Are you talking about the mayor's house, my uncle?
Oh.
Drumgle's the mayor. Oh. And what is his name? Nestor. Deep River.
That's beautiful.
Does he have creepy well in his yard by chance?
Does the well look a bit like a table with gonads on it?
Or like it costs $3?
What is a gonad?
It is a sexual organ. You see, when a boy gnome and a girl gnome, or really any sex of gnome, when they like each other, they bang these parts together.
Anya, that's too much.
It's actually HW. I just wanted to say.
Haunted well.
Very good. I really just thought it cost $3. Brina, I'm hoping that we can just strike up a bargain where you trade us your Uncle Nestor's house and we trade you this new gnome version of our friend Sasha.
What? I'm only four foot five.
Because you like tiny
things. So tiny. Ladies,
deal?
Ladies, can we just take a pause? Dr. C, where is Music Box? Do you want to return it to Brina?
Thank you. Anya, was it? You seem nice.
Yes, I am Anya. Thank you so much. I have a little one, too.
I like your voice. It's really
Anya,
pretty.
Anya, I don't know how you would...
Thank you.
Why you would say whether or not I have something, because I don't believe you were there.
Oh, maybe not, but maybe you were very incriminating of yourself, so weird. I just...
Did you go through my things?
No, I can just... Sniff out betrayals on you, Dr. C.
We did hear a bit of this beautiful music in said music box. And might you tell me who was that artist? Because I just think that they were wonderful and it was a life-changing experience for me to listen to.
You have excellent taste, Sasha. And I agree. That was Miyakoda, the ogre.
The ogre? That's fascinating.
Incredible, right? I went to Miyakoda's concert. It was the only time I ever got to leave Gnome Valley with my mom before she disappeared.
Yeah, sorry to cut you short, Brina. I am just pretty tired and also hungry, and I would love to maybe see if you're interested in trading... Again, your uncle's house for maybe this little blonde-haired little boy that Anya's been dragging around. He's for you.
No.
Oh, well, I actually have a lot of siblings. Tozu's out in the carrot patch right now, and Tozu isn't feeling very well. So
Tozu? Okay, so yeah, if Tozu doesn't make it and you'd like a replacement, we would love to give you Bryn.
Cass.
It's a nice gesture.
Cass, this is words of someone who is not mother, number one, because you cannot replace a child, okay?
Perhaps you're forgetting about Cordelia, who I left behind at home. She probably has the nervous shits right now, and I'm very worried
this
about
this is woof woof
I,
dog.
Again, don't know if I can speak on behalf of my uncle. We could maybe go over there and I could introduce you, but...
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be introduced, but I feel like that is a whole other storyline.
I'm not going in there.
We also have a lot of beds down here. We have carrot and onion soup, and it is very, very healing.
Ew.
Some say that it can make you
Kiki.
Heal your skin and your insides and outsides. So it is...
Do you have any pho?
When we say heal skin...
Dr. C pushes everyone out of the way. Is it vegan?
Well, it's made of carrots and onions.
Great. I would love to have some. And you know what? Because you're so kind, I think I might have something to trade you for. She pulls out the CD player.
Oh, what a surprise.
Would something like this maybe would be enough for a couple bowls for my friends and I and maybe a place to stay?
I thought it was clear I was offering you some soup, and I think that's my music box.
Well, what a happy coincidence. There you are. Here you are, Brina.
What a coincidence.
I'm so glad I was able to reunite you with this.
Cool save, Dr. C.
I'm very happy to welcome you into our home, and we have to hide this. My father hates anything like this.
Pointing at the music box.
Oh my God, is this Footloose?
This is just like Footloose.
Yes, I don't know what Footloose is, but my father will become very angry if he finds this.
Oh, I'm great with fathers. And you know who's even better with fathers?
Where's Kiki?
You can stay here, but you're going to have to sleep under the bed.
Ooh, that's a pass. Yeah.
How many can fit under the bed?
Is there a town nearby that we could just go to instead?
This is the only one in the valley. You're surrounded by massive mountain peaks.
And lots of wheat.
Vast
so much
fields
wheat,
of
right.
wheat.
You could sleep outside in the hay.
Did you want to come in back there? You're still outside, Kiki?
Kiki, yes. Stop Mm-mm. shouting from doorway. Mm-mm. Come inside and have some hot soup.
Kiki, did you hear? She has a dad. Ooh.
That is her type. The father has been lonely, but...
Cass is just going to start eating the soup. She's just eating the soup.
Okay.
Brina, might I ask another question? Who was it that gave you this magic box?
Oh, I thought that you knew them, maybe. I never got to see their face. They were wearing a cloak, so I don't actually know exactly what they look like, but they gave my uncle a big... also a box. It's fascinating. We can see things in the box, and it's in my uncle's house.
Ring, ring, Sasha, ring, ring.
Hello, Anya. Yes.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
It is TV? It is a TV, yes?
Yes. I'm trying to put together whether someone from Best Buy has essentially come and visited Brina, or if it is Cece.
Yes. Ring, ring, Christina.
Ring, ring, Cass.
Hey, you should get in on this soup. It's really good.
Oh, my God. I'm totally coming over. And Dr. C rolls on over and asks for a bowl.
Excuse me, young boy who reminds me of Mike Cooper. May I please have a bowl of soup?
That's Totor. That's Totor.
Oh, hi, Totor.
Oh, Totor.
You're so nice to meet you, Totor.
Nice to meet you, too.
I also miss the rain down in Africa.
He doesn't understand, but he does go and get some bowls out of the cupboard, and he spoons out some of this delicious carrot soup, and Cass, I guess, has been eating it just out of the cauldron, but he gives her a bowl, too.
Question, like, how big is this cauldron? Are we going to wipe out all the soup they've been cooking for a long time?
It's a big cauldron. It's about the size of the little gnome boy.
Oh, dang. All right.
That's an interesting way of letting us know that you could put him in the cauldron. Just throwing that out there for Kiki.
Let's do it.
Kiki, no. Kiki.
Let's put him in the cauldron.
Kiki, no. It is very delicious soup. Totor, Brina, this is very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Totor.
You're welcome.
Meanwhile, Kiki has slowly started to crawl into the house unnoticed.
Can you roll a stealth check, please?
Okay. 25.
Oh, shit.
She has stealthy.
Stealthy.
It's like the sneakiest of crawls, and no one sees you
do it.
Cass is getting bored and she's drunk, so she's just going to wander around the room and look at shit.
Don't step on my brother.
Yeah. Are you going to investigate?
Sure am.
So as you walk around the room, there's like lots of little gadgets and gears and gizmos plenty.
Yes. Nice.
So as you're walking past this part with all the potions and vials and stuff, as you look closer, one of them looks especially intriguing because it seems to have a tiny beating heart inside of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put that one in my bag.
Just stealing.
Drunk. Can I roll for sleight of hand?
Yep.
Sure. Yep.
14.
Just then, the hatch door opens.
Oh, fuck.
Dad.
And it's Dad. His name...
Well, my name is Wilfin.
What?
Wolfin or Wilfin?
Wilfin. And Wilfin is a middle-aged gnome man. Looks a lot like Brina, maybe a little slightly taller, with the same tuft of hair on top of his head. And of course, he doesn't see Kiki slinking in there, but he sees everybody else, including Anya, in this full armor, like right in front of his children. And so he's a little freaked out. So he's grabbed this little pocket knife that he keeps, you know, just to carve little wooden animals and stuff. But he has it, and it's out.
Wait, he just opens the hatch and says, "Hello, my name is Wilfin. Did I get the bottle, or did he see me take the bottle?"
Well, so the hatch is right next to all of these vials, and he looks around the room. He looks at you like you're about to get away with it, but he sees and he goes,
"What are you doing with that? That's extremely valuable, Brina."
I notice him and notice that he might be very afraid of my friend's size. So being a little bit smaller and less intimidating, I put myself in front of the other women.
Hello, my name is Sasha. Terribly sorry to have barged in this way. What might your name be?
Oh, I'm Wilfin. Brina, what is this? Is that your friend?
Kiki just starts crying because she hears his name and sees the knife, and she can't help but miss her own husband, Wilton.
Brina stands in front of Sasha and runs and says, "Yes, these are my new friends. They're visitors, and they need help. They've been traveling for a long time, and I decided to give them some of our soup. And I think that we should be welcoming because they're in need."
"Yes, thank you, Brina, so much. Hello, sir. My name is Anya. You have beautiful home and lovely family. Thank you for the soup. We are not here to cause any trouble, so if you could put tiny whittling knife away, that would be perfect."
While this is happening, I'd like to slowly back away into the hay.
Okay, so yeah, you slowly back away into the hay. He looks at the knife, he looks at Brina, and he trusts her, so he puts it away. It's like,
"Well, excuse my terrible manners. It's just I've never seen, you know, it's just a little gnome."
He walks in.
Your visitors, where from?"
"We're from LA.
Anaheim. We're from the faraway kingdom of Anaheim." Whoa.
He's very impressed by that. He's never heard anything.
"Usually people aren't that impressed by that, so thank you very much. That's wonderful."
Dr. C saddles up to Cass and tries to, like, use her body to shield Cass so Cass can put the thing in the bag.
Ooh, okay, another sleight of hand check.
For me or for Dr. C?
19.
For Cass.
Oh, for Cass. Ooh. Not bad.
That'll help.
20.
You're successful. Will Finn is staring in the direction of where Kiki's voice came from.
What? Who's that out there?
That is our friend Kiki. She is extremely charming.
Hard being so hot.
And beautiful.
She has so much gold and diamonds, if you like those.
Ring, ring, sash size?
Yes. Hello, Kiki. One moment. Sorry.
"Hey, girl. It looks like you're not used to dealing with money a lot, but you don't just go up to little strangers and just announce that we're loaded, okay? We don't have a bricks truck right with us, so I need you to keep it on the DL a little bit. And also, it's not yours to claim. So I don't know how it works when you're a poor person, but when you do have wealth, there's just like a sort of code of conduct that you have to adhere to."
"Kiki, you really need to get over your phobia of small people if we're going to remain in this town for the evening."
"Ring, ring, Christina."
"Yeah, I'm really tired."
Everyone is ring, ringing but me.
"Yeah, I'm really tired too. And I was thinking maybe we should just go down this hatch that he left open because I feel like that's where people go to sleep."
"You know, I feel very scared of small, dark spaces. So
I literally just lowered you into a haunted well."
"Yeah, well, it's different. Coco was down there, and we all knew who knew that there was going to be a hot tub down there? It was exciting."
"That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe there's a hot tub down there."
"I'm willing to investigate."
"Yeah, maybe we can sneak because I still have my hood up."
"Ooh, okay.
Is he still standing in the hatch while we're attempting to sneak?" "We're just talking about it.
Don't be suspicious." "Cassandra?"
"Yeah?"
Can you come over here to the corner?"
"Ooh, the corner. That is a difficult place to locate in this."
"Just where I'm here.
Where
just,
you are? Yeah, I'll come over there.
It's the corner of the table next to the wall."
"That feels like a trap.
I saw you take our potion. That one is super rare. You can't tell my dad about that."
"Did you see it?"
"I saw it."
"Did you?
I...
Are you sure?"
"I thought...
Because I rolled a 20.
I
rolled a 19.
I don't...
Listen, I get it. I was near the potions, and one is now gone. And I see how you're putting two and two together."
"Smart, I didn't lady. Actually I like see initiative. It. You're right. I didn't see it happen, but you were looking at it, and now it's gone."
"Yeah, that is...
how magic works."
Kiki screams from outside.
"Yeah, I'm magic. I'm the magic. So if you wanted to talk about magic, you talk to me."
"Well, then you should understand that potion."
"Yeah, I sure do. Why don't you remind me about, like, what it is?"
"Oh, well, it makes you younger."
"What?"
Dr. Christina, her neck snaps.
"Tell me more."
"Well, it kind of depends. It depends on how often you use it. At first, it makes you definitely younger the first time you take it. But then, every time you take it after that, it could make you younger."
"And I'm the father here, and I say what goes under my ruling and my feet. And my, I'm putting my foot down now. Sorry about that."
"And what wonderful feet. you have. He makes wine with those feet, carrot wine.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, daughter.
I lied to Kiki.
Listen, ladies, you know, I know you don't know much about gnome folk, but we don't need your money. We have plenty of money here. We mine gold ore. But what we don't have around here is a mother for my five gnome children.
Did somebody say you mine gold?
I know a certain redheaded witchy type who likes to take care of special little boys, if that could help you at all.
Oh, which one? Oh, is it this one?
Can you place to Anya?
It's definitely that one.
Yes, please. No, she would be a lovely wife.
Good.
Oh, you're so kind. I am so flattered. But, you know, I'm having daughter at home and I need to get back to her and she has to meet her new special boyfriend, Green.
I want to go back to the bar.
Oh. Kiki, can you wait just 1 minute? We are trying to figure out boarding for all of us for sleeping later. And then we can go get ripping drunk at bar. Yeah. Okay.
Bring us Papa up. If I may ask.
I don't want to intrude.
No, please.
What happened to Brina's mama?
Oh, he gets... Even just asking that knocks the wind out of him.
Oh dear. Someone give him air.
I hate seeing when men get emotional.
This is what I'm trying to say. Sasha's always trying to start drama. Like, don't just go up to somebody and be like, where's your dead wife?
Such a Sasha move.
Are you all right? Just try not to think about her. Anyway, you listen, we don't have to talk about the wedding tonight. What was your name?
Any points to Anya?
Maria.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go to sleep for the night.
Okay, bye.
You guys can make yourselves at home for the night. Brina, you know where to let them sleep.
And with that, he goes back into the hatch and he goes down a few levels.
He needs his beauty sleep, so just be quiet, okay?
Cass just bursts out laughing at the words beauty sleep.
But I do want to give you a present. Anya, if you are going to join our family,
Yeah, she is. She definitely is. Give her that present.
Dr. C comes out with the blanket over her head like a veil.
We have much better blankets that we could use for tomorrow.
Good.
But
your best blanket, please.
Just you wait. We handcraft the best blankets. So
yes.
You don't even know what you're talking about. You think it's going to be bad, but it's going to be gorgeous.
No, I am quite sure that I will be delighted seeing Anya draped in the world's finest blanket as she weds your father. I cannot imagine anything that would make me happier.
Ring, ring, party line. Ring, ring.
Oh my God, congratulations. Are we starting a bachelorette party?
No, we've got to get the fuck out of here. I'm not marrying this tiny man.
I'm so excited for you.
I feel like you guys would make a really cute couple.
I have a wonderful idea, all right? Do you trust me?
Are you gonna kill them?
No, what is the idea? You've done me dirty before, Sash. Exaggerations. Anyway, the hatch is on the ground. Why don't we just push something heavy on top of the hatch for the time being, and that will keep them in there for a period of time until we figure out what to do about all of this.
Wow, it's a really good thing Brina can't hear us when we're on these phones. I just wanted to remind all of us that that was true.
I forgot to tell Brina.
I just don't think that is very cool. I think that we should just get the fuck out of here.
I think we should put Brina in the hatch and then put something over it. So that way everyone's stuck in there.
She seems like a very nice girl.
Listen, I'm pretty tired, so I think I'm just going to go get the best bed. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to go to the bar. Bye. I'm going to find something heavy. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, so, Cass, you go down the hatch.
You head down a set of narrow steps carved into the earth and step into...
The suspense is killing me.
A circular room underground with five small beds arranged like the spokes in a wheel. Next to each bed is a table with one drawer. This is apparently where Brina and her siblings sleep.
Jesus.
Which one is the best bed?
Goldilocks.
Dr. Christina follows Cass down and is like, okay, what if it was bubbles and Botox for her bachelorette?
That's pretty good. What if we just push a couple of these beds together and just claim it now? I think we're going to try and push three beds together and claim it with our two bodies.
Okay, strength check.
Yeah.
Each bed weighs 5 points on a die.
Oh, well, good, because I got a four.
Hold on. I got a three.
Oh, no.
So they just come in and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kiki is at the bar looking for that minor guy.
He's there.
Oh, sweet.
You find him.
Okay.
I love this mood switch, because earlier you're like, no, but now you're like, oh. Oh, because gold. That's right, I forgot.
She's warming up to it. Mm-hmm.
He does mine gold for a living. This is true.
So I want to talk to the miner guy.
Okay.
Hey, hottie. I noticed you're all alone over here. Like, what's up?
Well, I'm just getting a little drink. I get one every night after my shift at the mine.
Oh, my God. You must be so exhausted after a long shift at the mine. Where is that?
It's right up there.
And he points to where you guys came, where the owlbear is.
There's another entrance.
Oh.
Did you want to go back there? I could take you.
Well, I was thinking about it. Okay.
Okay.
Just to be clear, it's like full night right now.
It's fully nighttime.
Right.
Can Dr. Christina be just like super asleep, like dead asleep right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so yeah, Dr. Christina passed out. So Cass is just like, well, fuck it. So she's going to lay down in the bed next to Dr. Christina. And, drink this potion.
Oh no. Oh no.
All of it? Ooh. Yeah, because before
hydration.
Cass remembers that before Brina got cut off, Brina was like, it works great at first and then not so great afterwards. So she's like, great at first, let's just do all of it.
But what if you're a baby?
If you become an embryo.
Too
I'm
bad there's no one in this room with me and I can't hear any advice.
Take out your D6.
Oh, D6, that's the regular one. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And you get to roll that once and add a 6.
Okay. The total is 11.
That means that you get 11 years younger. You just drank all of it. It's all gone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Who was I going to give it to?
Yeah.
All right. So I think I was 49. So now I am 38. Good night. And I just go right to sleep.
And with that.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Christina Yang, as you were falling asleep, what were you thinking and feeling?
Oh, that hot spring was so lovely, but I'm still very concerned that Coco is at base camp. And also, it's weird that the well was yelling at her. They need to really work on the acoustics out there. And also, why is Cass, like, trying to touch my boob while I'm sleeping? And then, I'm Little Spoon and she's Big Spoon, okay.
Kiki, you're on the way with Feldry.
To the mine.
Back to the mining cart.
Daughtry,
what
are
you thinking and feeling?
Daughtry. Oh, Feldry, okay. I knew it was some Christian rock band name. I am feeling a little trepidatious. Because I do want to go see where all of this gold is being mined, but it hadn't occurred to me that perhaps the gold mine that we were in, where we almost died, was actually the mine where these people work. So I'm wondering if I have made a grave mistake.
And he helps you into the mining cart as you're thinking about all of this.
I'm about to get serial killed.
Doing what you love.
True.
Getting that gold.
And getting that dick.
Sasha and Anya are upstairs, right, with Brina?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sasha, what are you thinking and feeling?
As Sasha looks at Brina and her innocent, gorgeous little tuft of hair, it reminds her of her own children, Sophie, Pansy, even Gregor, her husband Frederick, who she actually didn't like very much, but now misses just a little bit, and that also reminds her of her wedding ring and how it is no longer on her finger, and she thinks what a bitch Cassandra is. And then her mind drifts off and wonders again about Cece. Where could Cece be? And I wonder if the mayor has a thing for gray-haired women.
Anya, what are you thinking and feeling?
So Anya's feeling so many things right now. For the first time in since they've been here, she's uttered her family's names, and now she's missing them desperately. And she's also very scared that this man who she just met wants to take her as his bride to raise his 5 children, only one of which that she's met and seems lovely. And there's a little one cooking in the center of the room. And that's fine.
Doing the cooking, not being cooked.
Yeah, no, he's cooking.
Sorry. For a second, I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
She's confused. She's tired. She's lost. And she has no fucking idea what to do. But I don't think she wants to stay here.
The night is setting even more, so I guess you'll go sleep in the hay?
I think so.
Okay. Brina, what are you thinking and feeling right now?
I should have given Totor a break from stirring the soup. Also, Mixi, it reminds me of my mom, Miniana.
And Cass, Cassandra.
Oh, yeah.
As you're laying there, mm-hmm. and as you can feel just like everything get a little tighter, what are you thinking and feeling right now?
I'm like on board with this TV show. Like, I would love to know the technology. Whatever I just drank legitimately worked. So clearly they're probably sponsored by like some cool new skin product. So I'm like shocked Christina didn't know about it already, but maybe she did. And yeah, I'm just thinking, this is a pretty comfortable bed. This is kind of a cozy little room. Like, I'm pretty happy right now. And so she pulls the covers up under her chin and, like, nuzzles into the pillow. And right as she's about to fall asleep, her eyes pop open and she sits bolt upright. And she goes, oh, my God. Women, pow. It's tomorrow.
Incredible. Till next time, I'm Valen Shore.
Yep.
Allison.
I am Allison.
Everybody else.
Yay, Dasha!
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 Thanks for listening to Real Housewives of Dungeons & Dragons. Want more RHO D&D? Head on over to patreon.com/housewivesofdnd for exclusive bonus content like full-length video versions of our episodes, our bi-weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, Here's What Happened, access to our RHO D&D Discord mansion, monthly live events, ad-free episodes, and so much more. patreon.com/housewivesofdnd. Follow us across social media at Housewives of D&D and send us your thoughts at housewivesofdnd@gmail.com. Our DMs are Valen Shore and Allison Zada, and our players are Riley Rose Critchlow, Elizabeth Ho, Liz Jenkins, Kosha Patel, and Nicole Weiland, with special guest stars Dasha Kittredge and Misha Reeves. Original music by Valen Shore and sound design by W. Alex Reeves. RHO D&D is a joint production of Hags Media and Pacey's Creek and is not affiliated with Bravo or Wizards of the Coast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order.
quince.com/style.